Despite the mostly brave face she had put on for Janie, she had only 6 shillings saved, having had so little warning of her dismissal. Not enough to pay for lodgings, which meant she would have to sleep out. The alternative would be to register as a casual at workhouses along the way, staying a night in each in return for some menial work. For Beth, as for most of her fellow farm workers, almost anything would be preferable to such a course. Farmer Walker had been her first and only employer, and without references, it would be hard for Beth to find a new position. She hoped Auntie and Uncle would remember her, would see in the strapping young woman the slight girl she had been when they had visited her mother's cottage after her father had been carried off by diphtheria almost 10 years before. As she reached the toll road, Beth thought of the other labourers busy on the farm, with the harvest just begun, the wheat standing ripe in the fields. The new harvester frequently jammed and needed constant attention. The carts were still stacked by hand and driven into the farmyard for the thresher to shake free the grains. It was mostly the women the farmers were letting go. The men's strength was still of value, even with the new machinery. In her mind's eye, she could see the steward standing beside the harvester, supervising the farmhands as they sang the old harvest songs.